I stopped chewing and looked up at him. Yes, I felt about as low as a dog could get without jumping into a well. He knelt down beside me and I heard his knees pop.
Would a piece of my homemade beef jerky make you feel better?
No. Yes, maybe a little. He brought a strip of jerky out of his pocket and held it under my nose. I sniffed it several times to make sure it wasn't his gunpowder recipe, the kind with enough hot pepper to melt your teeth. It wasn't, so I accepted his offer.
You know, Pooch, me and you are a lot alike.
Oh, I was sorry to hear that.
We try to do good, but we keep messing up. But you know what? Having you around kind of gives me hope.
What did that mean?
See, if you weren't here at the ranch, I might get to thinking that I'm the only one that makes bonehead mistakes.
Oh, swell.
So cheer up. I know you didn't mean to get caught in my trap two nights in a row. You're just a little light between the ears, is all.
Was this supposed to be making me feel better?
But here's the deal, Hank.
He aimed a finger at my nose.
Twice in a row is enough. And maybe you could find something else to do tonight, reckon? See, what I really want to catch is a coon.
Didn't I know that? Of course I knew it.
Now, if you'll promise to be a good little doggy and stay out of my trap, we'll make up and be friends again.
Well?
I know you've already busted that promise once, but this time maybe you can resist whatever temptation it is that makes you want to walk into a trap.
Temptation had nothing to do with it. I'd been trying to catch a buzzard and I couldn't explain it. He rubbed me behind the ears.
Let's go feed cows, and heck, maybe I'll even sing you a song.
Oh, please. What was the deal? All of a sudden, everybody on the ranch wanted to sing me a song. He stood up and his knees popped again.
Let's go. It's a new day, and me and you are gonna do our best not to mess it up.
Well, okay. If it would make him feel better, I would abandon my plans for walking to the ends of the earth and turning into a pile of bones. That had sounded like a lot of trouble, anyway. I followed him to the pickup. He opened the door and pointed inside.
I'll let you ride up front with the executives if you promise not to throw up.
Could we skip the ancient history? For his information, I hadn't even seen a sprig of green grass, much less eaten one. And besides, I had learned my lesson. I leaped up onto the pickup seat, went straight to the shotgun position, and off we went on a new feeding adventure. It wasn't all that exciting, but we got him fed. And Slim forgot about singing me a song, which came as a huge relief. I mean, we dogs try to be patient with our people, but honestly,